Hello and welcome to the 98% Pure Potato blog. This is John Griffiths speaking. I apologise for the long interval since the last podcast. I got bogged down in the early months of this year using the podcast to sketch out the idea for a book about archetypes and brands and how to do a workshop to do that. And I hoped that the podcast would drive me to write in tandem. That didn't happen, so after giving a few podcasts on that subject, I sort of ran out of steam because I wasn't keeping up with the writing. Maybe that's something I'll be coming back to. But the reason for coming back this week is because it is as close to birthday week, happy 50, for account planning as we can get to. And let me explain why at the end of October this is the birthday week. 50 years ago, in the middle of October, and with the key date being November the 1st also, in two London agencies, one a startup, the other the biggest London agency, account planning departments were set up. That's why, even though there was various things happening before then, this in effect was taken as the birthday time. The startup being Boaz Massimi Pollitt, which opened its doors with account planners, or an account planning department as such, although they probably still called them researchers at that time for a while, even though the department's called account planning. And Stephen King launched, after something like a year's preparation, the account planning department in J. Walter Thompson, then the number one agency in London. And I think that's significant because the idea that planning could be of assistance to a startup and also to the largest agency with a whole range of large and conservative and long distance thinking clients is, I think, a clue to why it's lasted and why it's been so successful, because it has been able to adapt between those two extremes. Now, how do I know about this? Well, because of a project that I was involved in with Tracy Follers a few years ago, when we set out to track down the first planners we could get hold of and interviewed 20 of them from Boaz Massimi Pollitt and J. Walter Thompson, and also got another sort of group of supporting witnesses, another perhaps 10 of them, and put those into a book called 98% Pure Potato. And as a birthday treat, something I've been holding back, all these interviews were recorded through audio, but as I had the time and ability to do so, I videoed very many of them, and therefore clips which are significant in the book, people commenting and various things, and we started our chapters that way. Video clips I hope to be putting out there as part of the birthday celebrations. And it seems to me that it would make sense for me to make a few more podcasts on the birthday subject before we move off it. So expect more from me on this topic going into the end of 2018. But you might still want to go and look back at some of the earlier podcasts, because an awful lot of them were talking about the subject matter of the book, which is the very beginnings of account planning. The reason why I think it's worth celebrating this particular birthday is a little bit jingoistic, in that because of the dominance in global business of the USA, I think it's worth giving a cheer that something really positive came out of London when it did, in challenging lazy, second-rate thinking, because so much of the thinking around marketing was conceived in the USA, so much of advertising was conceived in the USA and was then exported around to the rest of the world. But something we can say quite unique was that even though consumerism as a movement was very big in USA in the 1960s, the idea of applying consumerism to advertising was a fresh idea. And what really happened within the movement of account planning has started in these two agencies in two quite different forms, which I'm sure is something I'll come on to in later podcasts, was that the advertising had to be consumer focused, as in interesting and entertaining and relevant to them, but it also had to be shown to be effective. And in this, the other sort of great names associated with consumer-friendly advertising, Bill Bernbach, had one piece of the puzzle, but not necessarily the effectiveness piece. And the other great name in British advertising is Collett, Dickinson and Pierce, CDP, which again did fantastically creative advertising, but couldn't always show that what they'd done was enormously effective. So I think it's quite special that the way in which account planning was conceived always put the focus onto customers. And that's something I think we should celebrate, and a focus that we lose at our peril. Otherwise, I would argue it's not actually planning. Now, let's also be clear that planning was not the only game in town, and there was all sorts of effective research that was being done in other agencies. There was models of communications which were being used. The USP was big at the time and got even bigger. There was a whole focus on selling. So it just because you call something account planning and you put that name over a planning department doesn't make it account planning. So it seems to me that we need to remind ourselves that the original idea was very much about making sure that there was a connection to real people and that real people were involved in the creation of the work, and that made the work relevant and it ultimately made the work more effective. I think it's also worth reminding ourselves that 1968 was a year of revolution. I could refer to student riots in Paris, the riots at the Republican Convention in Chicago, all the anti-Vietnam protests, an awful lot of acid being dropped on the West Coast. And also within Czechoslovakia, there was the uprising and the Russian tanks coming in to crush it. So this was a revolutionary time. And it seems to me that even though the people who started it, Stephen King and Stanley Pollack, were very posh, they were still of a contrarian background. And I can't help but feel that the counterculture of the time was very significant in how successful account planning became and in spreading to other agencies. Another significant film that came out in that year, Planet of the Apes, also I refer to in the book, has the memorable quotation, "Don't trust anyone over the age of 30. So the determination to challenge received wisdom and to say it ain't necessarily so, let's look at other ways of doing this, seems to me to be a real central feature of account planning. And again, that bubbled to the surface in the culture at the time. I think that's important because there's a danger in our time, 50 years on, that account planning has been sedated by years of digital marketing and monopoly, both in terms of agency ownership in London and around the world, and also in terms of the concentrations of promotional spend through Google and Facebook. I think it's become much more hard to hand raise and say, I just don't get it. This isn't working. And to be able to outline something different, because it's so easy for an idea to be picked up and copied to everyone else, and for real contrarianism, real challenge, to take much more time to come through, because the norms and the conventions almost stifle them before contrarian thinking really can take root. I would argue that we don't need more Google planning, a term I think which was coined by John Steele. The idea that if I don't know the answer to anything, I'll just look it up on Google. We all know that that doesn't take us very far, because if everyone's typing in the same words, we'll tend to get the same answers. We need less of that, less Google planning. We need more arguing. And that means people need to be working together in teams. We need more deep listening to one another. We need more conversation, not only with other planners, but with other people around the agency, because the greater the quality of the conversations that happen in and around our agencies and in and with our clients, the better will be the work that comes out. And that often there is just not enough time for doing that. And one of the best things about account planning was finding the time to do that deep thinking, to do that deep challenging. So it was never just about delivering something as fast or as cheaply as possible. I think one of the most positive things of looking at the anniversary as we currently have it is that planning has become a global community. There's all sorts of styles of account planning that are developed around the world, and genuinely, planning has become different in every culture where it's taken root. So I think we can be better, and we have to be better than we've been, and there's no harm in going back to our roots. So what I'm proposing to do is to make some more podcasts leading into the end of this year to talk about the beginnings of planning and some of the main lessons from that. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you're very welcome. And what I'm hoping is that in this anniversary year, as we come to the end of it, we can start to consider some of the issues that we would need to address to really get planning working at a level that it hasn't been working in recent years. So that's me signing out for 98% Pure Potato podcast. Of course, I'm mentioning it because there's a book associated with it. What you may not know is that since I was last podcasting, we've brought it out in paperback, so you can buy it for the princely sum of £14 plus postage and packing, whereas before, if you really want the hardback, there's a few left, I think, but that will cost you upwards of £20. So there's a significant saving there, and given that it's an anniversary year, you might want to ask me. So get in touch with me, which you can do on LinkedIn or on the 98% Pure Potato Facebook page. And I'll happily sign the book for you, see if we can find Tracy to do it as well. But I just wanted to finish with a plug for the book, because there's never been a better time to get hold of it and to read it in this anniversary year. So it's over and out for this week from me. Thanks for listening.